This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Salamini is the executive director at a brand new organization here in Virginia, the Virginia Redistricting Coalition. You can learn more online at fixthelines.com. David joins us live from, if I'm not mistaken, from the General Assembly in Richmond. David, is that where you are?
I am. I just finished up a meeting with a senator here, so we're doing a lot of great work for bipartisan redistricting reform.
There you go. David, tell us about the new coalition, what it is, who it is, and what is the vision?
Sure. Well, let me kind of start at the beginning. Every 10 years, the legislature redraws the boundaries of our legislative districts. The problem is that legislators draw the lines. And so they draw those lines to help themselves or to help the party in power rather than for what's best to represent the voters. So we got together, a group of folks, business leaders especially, folks like AARP, the Greater Norfolk Corporation, the League of Women Voters, Virginia 21, and the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, and said, this is an important problem because it decreases competition for our elections, it decreases accountability in our government, and it polarizes the political debate. So we got together to form a grassroots coalition to create a new way of drawing district lines.
And how bad is it? I mean, I often say on this program, speaking only for myself here, that I think Virginia's one of the most gerrymandered states in America. There's worse, but is it how bad is it really, David?
Well, the best measure for how bad it is how many races are competitive. Because a gerrymander district creates safe seats so that the incumbent doesn't really have to run for re-election. Virginia had, of the 140 seats up for election this year, 17 of them had any real competition. The rest were landslides.
17 out of 140?
Right. It's about 10%.
So that's pretty bad.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Democracy, in the end, is about choice. So you'll be able to walk in the ballot booth and say, you know, I've thought about these two candidates a lot, and this is my choice. When you don't have a choice because no one bothers to run because there's no chance they'll ever win, you really are devaluing democracy.
David Salamini is the executive director at the Virginia Redistricting Coalition, a bipartisan effort to fix the lines, and that's the website, fixthelines.com. David, what's being proposed here? I mean, I guess the obvious question is there legislation now working its way through the General Assembly this year, this session, that would...
There are a number of pieces of legislation. We started, and I can give you the bill numbers, with SB 625 and HB 836, which both have bipartisan patrons. And the plans vary between different pieces of legislation. Ours creates a bipartisanly appointed commission. We're looking at a couple different models for who would sit on that commission. But they draw the lines for districts without care for partisan impact, without helping or hurting incumbent legislators, adhering to what they call a community of interest, people living in the same place with the same cares and responsibilities and needs. And to respect the existing geographical subdivisions, so our cities and counties, which are good proxies for communities of interest as well. And so they draw those lines and then have a big open public comment period. One of the problems with the system now is partisan redistricting is one of the last smoke-filled back rooms of American politics. And with a big open public process, with hearings all around the state, with public comment, really opening up the government to sunlight. And that's, sunlight is the best detergent. And we really believe that that will help create better districts and more representative districts.
Is there a model to follow here? Are there other states that have moved away from the gerrymandering and gotten sort of a nonpartisan redistricting effort that you can look at and you can say, look, they did it and it really works?
There absolutely are. 14 states, depending on how you define independent or bipartisan, have a commission which draws the lines separate from the state legislature, separate from that conflict of interest. The best, most commonly cited model is Iowa. And Iowa has both voter turnout and competitiveness numbers, which are considerably higher than Virginia. I want to say, I don't have a number in front of me, but I want to say that upwards of 30% of Iowa's races are competitive, where it's only 10% in Virginia. So there are good models out there. Virginia has additional challenges that places like Iowa do not. The Voting Rights Act has an impact on how we draw our lines. But there are other good models and other good ways to do it. And it really is right now the time to do it. We have closely divided chambers, both the State House of Delegates and the State Senate. So no one is quite sure who's going to be in charge in the next round of redistricting. So everyone has an incentive to create a fair process for everyone.
David Salamini is the executive director of the Virginia Redistricting Coalition. David, what are you hearing from legislators when you go down in their offices and sit down and talk with them?
People are cautiously supportive, and many of them are. Folks want to know what the reason is, what's the incentive behind this, who are you and where are you coming from. And the fact that we're supported by the business community and grassroots organizations, I think, is a good testament to the good place this issue is coming from. It really is a good government issue. The state Senate last year, when it was controlled by the Republican Party, passed a redistricting constitutional amendment that died in the House. The House is probably where we face challenges. The state Senate, again, we are working on a good, solid piece of legislation that everyone can get behind. But we'll move over to the Senate and hopefully get some momentum coming move over to the House and get some momentum coming out of the Senate.
So, David, what can folks do if they're listening, whether it's listening to this live broadcast or listening online to the podcast, and they are Virginians who really care about democracy and the Commonwealth, and they want to see the day come when legislators don't pick their voters, the voters pick their legislators. What can we do?
Sure. They can do two big things. The first one is go to fixthelines.com and sign our petition for bipartisan redistricting reform. We will be presenting that petition for a key vote. We hope to have thousands and thousands of Virginians sign on in support. And the other easy way to do is pick up the phone, call your lawmaker and say, I care about this issue, and I really hope that Senator Smith, or pick a name, is behind this and working hard on it.
And at this point, what's the biggest obstacle? Is it just older legislators who are entrenched and say, well, this is the way we've always done it, why change?
No, I would say the biggest obstacle is an education obstacle. People don't really know what would happen if they didn't have full control over the process. It makes people nervous, and reasonably so. They used to control it, and were saying, no, you shouldn't, and people get a little wary about that. So education is the biggest part. And I think that we can get over that hurdle this session, and quite honestly, we also have time to do this next year as well if we're not successful now. We have this good two-year window because the two houses are so closely divided.
David Salamini is the executive director of the Virginia Redistricting Coalition. You can learn more on the web at fixthelines.com. David, thank you for what you're doing, and stay in touch.
Thank you, Corey. I appreciate the time.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.